Jared, you're up.
Hey, Ryan. I know you scored a goal tonight. I want you to take me through that save you made. Did you get a piece of that in the scramble in the third period?
Yeah, I did. I mean, coach said before that period that, when stuff's happening, kind of just get back to the middle of the net and then work your way out. So I kind of did that. They were moving it around. I just got to the middle and then ended up just getting in front of that. I didn't know Chuck was in the corner a little bit there. So it was kind of nice to just be in the right position and then obviously take that shot for the team.
And, you know, getting that goal obviously ended up being the winning goal, but being able to be that aggressive on the penalty kill, is that something that you know, when you see the opportunity, you want to go forward?
For sure. It's exciting. I think the penalty kill, especially our team, we're very aggressive up. I think up ice in particular, I mean, it's the hardest thing on a power play is when you're aggressive up ice and they have struggles kind of setting it up. So I think Dan does a good job of coaching us on how to do that. And I think it paid off last night. I think we had a shorthanded goal as well. And then tonight again. So I think it's not only creates offense for us, but it makes the other team more frustrated. So it gives us a little bit of momentum.
Thank you, Jared. We'll go with Anthony Marcotte.
Hey, Ryan. We talked with your coach earlier this week, and he told us that he was pretty impressed about the team's chemistry, even though there's a lot of players to get some ice time. There's a lot of movement, lots of moving parts on different lines, and you too. I mean, you didn't have a lot of the same line mates each and every night. So is it tougher for you to get concentrated out there without the same line mates each and every night?
Honestly, I don't think so, just because of the fact that we're, as a team, I think we all kind of play the same way and everyone kind of just the systems we know and how we run them. I think everyone does a good job of supporting one another. So yeah, it could be a little different from time to time if you're trying to make plays like a lefty or righty, but at the same time, I think it's not as bad as people think because I think our systems are really well coached and everyone kind of follows those guidelines quite well.
Everyone knows about the upbeat personality of Alex Belzile. He was back with you tonight, and I thought that he was really ready to go. It was a long time since he played a game. Talk to me a bit about Alex and how important he is for you guys on the bench.
Yeah, I think you said it right. He's so upbeat, and he's everyone gives him crap because he's like a player's coach, but I think that's a good thing. He's the energy on the bench, and he plays the right way, so he definitely leads by example. So it's easy for a guy like me or even younger guys to kind of look at him and follow in his footsteps because he's doing the right things too.
All right, Ryan, thank you very much.
We'll go with Chris.
Hey, Ryan, I just want to get your thoughts on the game today. What led to the team winning?
I think we just stuck to how we are supposed to play. I mean, for us, especially against a team like this, they kind of just clog up the middle. So playing, I think, below the goal line and then getting the pucks low to high. And then also, I mean, they have so many guys in that front that we got to kind of try to outnumber them there. So I think we did a good job of that, keeping it simple, especially early on. And then as the game goes on and they're kind of chasing it as we have a little bit of a lead, then plays will open up. So I think we just played a complete game and it makes it easier. And we didn't give them any much offense. We just kind of played our game and kept it simple. And it helped us in the long run.
Thanks.
And last question, Grant McCagg.
Hey, Ryan. I was talking to a scout there yesterday who was watching, who's seen a few of your games, and he remarked that he thought that you looked like your skating's improved since last year. Just maybe comment, do you feel quicker out there, and did you really work on it in the off season?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I've always had a long, powerful stride, and I think that just – for me, the long off season, I trained so much off ice that I think I just feel stronger. My legs are bigger. So I think that's kind of the reason my skating has improved so much. People don't realize how much strength can do. So I think that's kind of the biggest thing for me is having that strength. And then obviously you see it replicate on the ice, which is nice.
You had a really nice goal tonight, and almost as impressive was a stick twirl after.
It just kind of came to me, but no, it was smooth.
You feel you got your offensive mojo back a little bit here right now?
Yeah, for sure. I think our team, I mean, we're playing well. And, I mean, you got to take – I mean, there's a lot of opportunities where I could have scored too, and not just tonight but other nights as well. But I think it's so streaky, and it's nice to get that one. And, I mean, obviously a breakaway, you want to finish those, so I'm glad that I did. But I think that's a good start. But you can just always improve on those little things and net fronts and just little plays like that. So, for me, I think I just got to continue to keep growing and not get satisfied where I'm at.